Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹平安。
It's great to be down here in the Chinese congregation this morning.
今天早晨能到楼下跟中文组的弟兄姊妹们一同分享，很高兴。
Because it really feels that we're not just a Chinese and English congregation, but we're one church.
并不是说我们有中文堂的聚会或是英文堂的聚会，我们就是一个教会。
I really appreciate the hymns that we just sang.
我也非常感谢刚才弟兄带我们所唱的诗歌。
Although I admit all of them were new to me.
虽然很多是对我来说是新的。
But they were so rich in the gospel truth, we could have just sang those and gone home.
我们但是里面的这个信息非常的丰富，我们唱完以后，其实我们就会回家了。
But let's open up God's word and expound His word a little bit.
我们刚才读了一些这个经文。
Let's open up in a word of prayer first.
我们先来有一个祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for saving us.
天父，我们感谢你拯救我们。
You didn't have to.
你不需要拯救我们。
You weren't forced to.
你也没有被强迫来拯救我们。
Yet your word says it was because of your great love.
但是你的话语说，是完全是因为你那伟大的爱。
And Lord, we come this morning to rejoice in your great love.
主啊，我们今天一同来到你面前，在你爱中，我们一同欢喜快乐。
So that we may know your great love even more.
所以我们可以更多认识你的慈爱。
So that we may be equipped to share this great love.
因此我们可以被装备来分享你这伟大的爱。
So as we come to your word, Holy Spirit be working inside of us.
当我们来到你话语的面前的时候，我们恳求圣灵在我们里面动工。
Reveal the truth of your word to us.
把你的真理启示在我们的心里。
And convict us to action.
然后激发我们可以采取行动。
And we pray in Jesus' name.
我们将祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Alright, let's look at Luke chapter 19, if you haven't turned there already.
如果你还没有翻到的话，我们一同来看的经文是路加福音19章。
In today's culture, we have a crisis.
在今天的这个现代社会里头，我们有一个危机。
And it is a crisis of identity.
这个危机就是身份认同的危机。
We don't know who we are anymore.
我们不知道我们是谁。
And sometimes we try to get our identity from our jobs.
很多时候我们要寻求我们生命的意义，我们从我们的工作上面找到意义。
Or our hobbies.
或是我们的喜好的事物当中找到我们生存的意义。
Even our sexual lifestyle.
甚至是我们性取向。
But the Bible has a very accurate description of who we are.
但是在圣经里面清楚地指明我们是怎样的一群人。
Above all else, the Bible describes us as lost.
圣经指明我们是一群失丧的人。
All of humanity is lost.
我们该有的人性已经完全丧失了。
And that's who we are.
这是我们所在的光景。
And it sounds like that's bad news.
听起来好像是一个很不好的消息。
But it's actually very good news.
但其实是一个再好不过的信息。
And to find out why, let's look in our Luke passage this morning.
想要知道为什么我这么说吗? 我们一同来读路加福音19章。
In Luke chapter 19, verse 1,
在第一节里头,
Luke says that Jesus was passing through Jericho.
这里讲到说耶稣经过耶利哥。
He and his disciples are on their way to Jerusalem.
耶稣跟他的门徒们要经过耶利哥，要去另外一个地方。
And he's going along with many of his disciples.
那么耶稣呢，带着一群他的门徒。
There would have been many other pilgrims passing through Jericho.
会有很多要朝圣的人会经过耶利哥这个地方。
And Jesus is passing by.
耶稣也正是这群当中的一个。
This is not a destination.
耶利哥并不是他们的目的地。
And the disciples don't intend to spend any time here at Jericho.
而他所跟随他的门徒也不希望在耶利哥待太久的时间。
They have their minds set on their destination.
他们的心思都集中在他们主要去的目的地。
But then verse 2.
但是在第二节
The Greek says, And behold, Zacchaeus.
在希腊文圣经里面说看啊撒该。
It's missing in the English translation.
在英文甚至在中文圣经里面都没有把它翻出来。
But Luke is bringing out the suddenness to which Zacchaeus appears on the story.
路加在这边这样写的时候是讲到撒该突然间出现在这个故事当中。
The disciples are just on their way to somewhere else.
这些门徒们是在要去他目的地之间经过耶利哥。
And suddenly, Zacchaeus.
突然间看啊撒该这个人。
God has a plan for them in Jericho.
神在耶利哥有他的一个计划。
It's not just some place to pass through.
这个地方并不是耶稣跟门徒轻易的只是经过的一个地方而已。
But there's a divine appointment there.
这里有一个属天的意义在里头。
This is true for us too.
对我们来说也是事实的。
Many times we go through our lives like it's part of the journey.
很多时候我们生命当中所经历的事情好像只是随便发生了一样。
And we're just looking for the destination.
然后我们只顾着我们要去的目的地。
Be careful to look around.
我们应该要好好的看看四周。
God may have a destination right where you are.
神可能就在你现在所处的你以为只是轻易的一个状态里头有他的心意在里头。
But Zacchaeus is a very interesting man.
撒该是一个非常有趣的一个人物。
And we're told all that we need to know about him.
在经文当中描述了撒该是怎样的人。
He is a chief tax collector.
他是一个税吏长。
Now Jericho was one of the more wealthy areas.
耶利哥是一个比较富裕的一个地方。
One of the three tax centers in Judea.
在犹大地有三个主要做收税的地方，而这个地方是其中一个。
And Jericho itself was a big trade center.
而且耶利哥是一个很大的商业城。
The more trade, the more taxes.
你生意做了越多越大，你收的税就越高。
And the Roman Empire had taken over Israel at the time.
这个时候罗马帝国已经把以色列这块地整个纳为他们的
管辖区。So they collected taxes.
所以他会收税。
Now how do they collect taxes?
他们怎么样收税呢?
It would be a lot of work for them to send their own people and make sure all those taxes were collected.
对罗马政府来说他要收这么多地方的税他要派很多他们自己的官员会费很大的心力。
They had a very smart solution.
他们有一个非常聪明的一个做法。
They use local people to collect taxes.
他们等于是以夷制夷。
Now, why would local people want to betray their own people to collect taxes for the Romans?
那么为什么自己的民族的人愿意去做这个事情来替给自己的人民收税呢?
Well, the Roman government said you could collect whatever taxes, but we need this amount.
这个罗马政府跟这些税吏这么说，就是说你可以取随便随你的意去收税，但是我们只需要这个数字。
And anything left over is yours to keep.
剩下的你可以据为己有。
You get rich really fast.
这样的话，你如果是个税吏，你会很快的致富。
But the price was to betray your own people.
但是那个代价就是你背叛。你自己的人民,
So that's why tax collectors back then were very despised.
所以那时候税吏没有人喜欢税吏。
We already don't like tax collectors now.
我们现在也不喜欢收税这件事情。
But at least we have some kind of assurance that they're collecting the right amount of taxes.
但是至少我们确定说有法律规定，我们有一定的数额我们是需要交的。
And that our money isn't going right into the IRS pockets.
这些钱不会莫名其妙的就会跑到一个私人的账户里头。
The tax collectors in Jesus' day were different.
但是在耶稣时代税吏收税的情况跟现在不一样。
They were one of the most despised people.
就是他们这些人是最会就是做手脚的一群人。
They were considered traitors.
他们可以说是背叛自己人民的人。
sinners.
他们是罪人。
Evildoers.
他们是邪恶的人。
And these kind of people weren't allowed to go to the temple.
这一群做罪吏的是不会被允许进入圣殿当中的。
They weren't allowed to go to synagogue.
他们不会被允许进入犹太人的会堂当中的。
They were unclean.
他们是不洁净的一群人。
Because they sold out God's holy people.
因为他们出卖了神的子民。
Just to get rich.
只为了要致富。
And this is the kind of person that Zacchaeus is.
这就是撒该这个人。
And to say that he was wealthy was probably a gross gross understatement.
说他是个财主，财主这两个字恐怕还低估了他富有的情况。
Because Luke says that Zacchaeus not only is a tax collector, but a chief tax collector.
因为路加在这边说他不仅仅只是一个收税的税吏，他这更是一个税吏长。
So if the tax collectors got rich taking everyone else's money,
一般的税吏很容易可以靠着多收税来致富。
A chief tax collector would get even more rich collecting from the tax collectors.
而税吏长就更容易致富了，因为他是从一般的税吏当中再抽税的。
So we're told all that we need to know that he is a chief tax collector and he's wealthy.
所以我们这边看到说他不仅撒该不仅是个税吏长，而且是个财主。
He's a traitor.
他是一个背叛自己民族的人。
He's unclean.
他是一个不洁净的人。
He's a lost cause.
他在犹太人的眼中简直是无可救药的人。
He's hopeless.
没有人会对他抱着任何的希望的。
But yet he wants to see who Jesus is.
但是撒该却想要见耶稣。
Probably the whole town had heard who Jesus was.
可能整个城都知道耶稣是谁。
Not far away is the town of Bethany.
在不远的地方有一个城叫做伯大尼。
And just before this story, Jesus rose Lazarus from the dead.
在不久之前，耶稣才刚使得拉撒路复活。
And everyone knows about it.
每个人都知道这个故事。
And so as Jesus is walking through Jericho, a huge crowd forms around him.
所以当耶稣要经过耶利哥的时候，有一大群的人要跟着耶稣。
Who is this Jesus who can even raise someone from the dead?
耶稣到底是什么样的人，居然可以使人复活？
And everyone is curious.
每个人都非常的好奇。
Zacchaeus too is curious.
撒该一样的好奇。
He wants to see who this Jesus is.
他也想知道耶稣到底是哪一号的人物。
But there's possibly another reason.
但是同时可能还有另外一个原因。
Jesus also has another reputation.
耶稣还有另外一个大家所知道的。
Not just as a great teacher,
不仅仅只是一个好的教师
or a worker of miracles,
不仅会行神迹
but he's also someone who spends time with sinners.
而耶稣也是一个愿意花时间跟罪人相处的这样的一个人。
The holy people at the time, the religious, were scandalized.
这整个宗教是在一个光景当中。
Because Jesus, instead of spending time with the Pharisees, spends time with prostitutes.
因为宗教的要求，一个圣洁的人应该是要跟法利赛人这样子的人相处，而耶稣居然跟妓女之类的罪人相处。
And even tax collectors.
甚至于跟税吏相处。
Zacchaeus wants to see who Jesus was.
撒该想要知道耶稣到底是谁。
Fortunately for him, God made him very short.
神在创造撒该的时候，把他创造的非常的短小。哎。
So to be able to see Jesus, he has to do two very embarrassing things.
而撒该为了要看耶稣，他必须要做两件非常令人不光彩的事情。
He has to do two things that no self-respecting Jew would want to do.
一个受人尊重的犹太男人绝对不会做的两件事。
Well, we already know he climbed a tree.
我们刚才读到说，撒该他爬上了桑树。
Right, only little boys climb trees.
只有小男孩才会去爬树。
You have these big crowds.
你有这么大的一群人。
And they're saying, what is this grown man doing in a tree?
怎么一个 成年的一个犹太男人居然会爬到树上去呢？
Embarrassing，
非常的丢脸的一件事情。
Everyone's whispering，
每个人都在左右议论纷纷。
Can you believe he's up in a tree？
你再看看那个撒该怎么跑到树上去了。
But there's something else that he does。
还有另外一个动作他做的。
To get ahead of the crowd, he has to run。
他要到众人的面前面，他必须要跑的。
Now this doesn't seem like such an embarrassing thing for us wearing pants。
我们穿长裤可能不会觉得跑步有什么叫人丢脸。
But back then they wore long robes。
但是在那个时代，人们穿的是长袍。
And any of you sisters know that to run in a very long skirt, you have to do something embarrassing.
我想在座的姊妹都知道，你如果穿长裙，你想要跑得快的话，你要做一个动作是会让你觉得不太光彩的。
You have to lift up your skirt.
你需要把你长裙给撩起来。
And so you have this this grown man lifting up his tunic.
所以大家可以想象说，这撒该他这个成年人居然把他的这个长袍拉起来，然后开始跑。
And running to climb up a tree.
然后跑跑跑，然后还爬上了树。
An embarrassing spectacle.
非常非常叫人丢脸的一个场景。
If they had tabloid magazines, he would appear on the front page the next day.
如果说那当时有这个杂志要报的这件事情，他一定马上登上头条。
And the headline would read, Chief Tax Collector Caught Running.
那上面会讲说税吏长被拍到居然跑很快的跑。
And then found up a tree.
而且还爬上了树。
Scandal.
简直是丑闻。
But fortunately for Zacchaeus, he's already thrown away his pride.
但是我们也不要太惊讶，因为他对于撒该来说他已经没有任何自尊可言。
He had to throw away his pride and his dignity to become a tax collector.
他已经把他的自尊全部抛弃了，而愿意当一个税吏，并且是税吏长。
So to get a glimpse of Jesus, he runs and climbs up a tree.
就想要看耶稣一眼，但是他还是跑，而且爬上了树。
And Jesus is coming his way.
然后耶稣这时候走过来了。
Verse 5, when Jesus reaches the spot where Zacchaeus is in a tree.
所以在第五节的时候，耶稣到那里，那时候撒该在树上了。
And we know how the story ends.
我们刚才读过，我们知道这个故事后来的结局是什么。
We know Zacchaeus turns around his life.
我们知道撒该这个人彻底的被改变了。
And repents from his sin.
而且在他最终悔改了。
So we expect Jesus to stop and do something different.
所以我们会想说，耶稣这时候抬头看撒该的时候，应该会做一些事吧。
We expect him to call Zacchaeus to repentance.
我们可能会想说，耶稣应该这时候会呼召撒该，叫他悔改。
We want Jesus to tell Zacchaeus all of his sins.
我们希望耶稣可以指出撒该一切的罪来。
Repent, you sinner.
罪人啊，悔改吧。
We expect something like a little mini gospel meeting to be happening under that tree.
我们想说这个小树底下是不是来一场福音的聚会。
And then Zacchaeus comes down and he dedicates himself to the Lord.
然后撒该就把从树上可以下来，然后把自己奉献给主。
But Jesus doesn't do that.
但是耶稣并没有这样做。
He just says one verse.
他只是讲了一句话。
Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today.
撒该，快下来！今天我必住在你家里。
You would want your money back if the gospel meeting speaker just said that and left.
如果我们请来的讲员他在福音信息当中只讲了这句话，我想我们要跟他讨回讲员费的。
How can just a small words of Jesus caused such a huge change in Zacchaeus' life.
怎么可能耶稣这么简单的一句话居然改变了撒该的一生？
Let's look at Jesus, what Jesus says and understand it.
我们一起来看耶稣讲的一句话，我们可以更多的明白。
First of all, Jesus says, Zacchaeus.
第一个，耶稣说，撒该。
How does he know Zacchaeus' name?
耶稣怎么会知道撒该的名字呢？
He didn't have Google.
他那时候没有搜寻引擎啊，在网路上可以找一个人的名字。
He didn't even have a phone book.
他也没有一个电话簿可以找这个人的电话。
Probably Zacchaeus sitting up in that tree when he heard his name was so surprised.
所以我想撒该那时候在树上听到耶稣居然叫出他的名字是非常惊讶的。
It's a good thing he had a good hold on the tree or else he probably would have fallen out.
还好他紧紧地抓住树干啊否则我想他可能会跌下来了。
Zacchaeus,
撒该
It's his name.
他的名字。
Jesus knows his name.
耶稣居然知道他的名字。
And not just knows his name academically.
他并不是只是光光在字面上面知道撒该这两个字。
But what causes such a huge change in Zacchaeus' life is because Jesus knows him intimately.
之所以会对撒该这个人产生生命上巨大的改变，是因为耶稣不单单知道撒该，他更认识撒该这个人。
When Jesus calls him by name, he's saying, I know you, Zacchaeus.
当耶稣叫他撒该的时候，他说撒该，其实背后的意思是我认识你。
I know who you are.
我认识你是谁。
I know everything you've done.
我知道你所做的一切的事物。
I've known everywhere you've been.
我知道你去了哪些地方。
Everything about you, I know.
一切关乎你的事我都知道。
Zacchaeus,
撒该。
One of my favorite stories in the book of John comes at the end.
有一个故事在约翰福音是我非常喜欢的故事在约翰福音最末了的时候。
And in the English Fellowship Bible study, we were just finishing up the book of John.
在英文组的聚会当中，我们刚查完约翰福音。
And one of my favorite stories from the end of John is where Mary is at the tomb.
其中一个我最喜欢的一段情节是当玛利亚在耶稣埋葬的坟墓前。
She's in despair and she's heartbroken.
她那时候心都碎了，而且好像都没有指望了。
Because her Lord that she loved is dead.
因为玛利亚她所爱的主已经死了。
He's been crucified.
他被钉在十字架上。
He's been buried.
他已经被埋葬了。
And then she went to the tomb that morning, and the body's missing.
And 第二天早晨，当玛利亚到坟墓面查看的时候，发现连尸体都不见了。
She thinks someone has stolen the body of Jesus.
她以为有人把主耶稣的身体给偷了。
And that happened pretty frequently.
而且常常是这样子发生的，在当时尸体被偷是常发生的。
People would rob graves for any kind of riches or anything they could sell.
很多的窃盗就发生在坟墓里头。
And she thinks someone has stolen the body of Jesus.
所以她以为有人把耶稣的身体给偷了。
So that morning, she's at the tomb and she's crying.
所以那天早晨，玛利亚到坟墓面前，发现耶稣的尸体不见的时候，她在那边哭。
And Jesus comes to her.
耶稣来到她的身边。
And Mary thinks that Jesus is a gardener.
玛利亚以为他是守园的。
She doesn't recognize him.
她没有办法认出耶稣来。
And she says, Sir, if you have taken away the body of my Lord, tell me where you have put him.
她跟这个耶稣他以为是守园的这么说，他说：“你如果把耶稣的身体拿走了，请你让我知道你把他拿到哪里去了。”
And what does Jesus say?
耶稣接下来说什么呢？
Mary,
玛利亚。
The most tender words in the whole New Testament.
这三个字可以说是整个新约当中非最柔和的三个字。
Mary,
玛利亚。
And as soon as she hears her name, her despair vanishes.
当玛利亚听到耶稣叫她的名字的时候，她一下子回过神来。
Her mourning turns into joy.
她原本是非常哭丧的这样的情绪变成了喜乐。
Because she's heard her name called.
因为她听到她的名字被叫。
And she recognizes the person calling her.
而且她认出谁叫出她的名字来。
Just as Jesus said earlier in the book of John that I am the true shepherd.
就像是约翰福音之前所讲的耶稣说他是真牧人他是好牧人。
And my sheep hear my voice.
我的羊认得我的声音。
And they follow me.
而且他们会跟随我。
Mary heard her Savior's voice.
玛利亚在那时候听到了他的牧人呼喊他的声音。
Calling her name.
叫他的名字。
Telling Mary, you are loved, you are known.
告诉玛利亚说，你是蒙爱的。 你是属我的。
I experienced this firsthand at the birth of my oldest daughter.
我在第一个女儿出生的时候。
Now I'd love to say that I'm one of those fathers who, when the baby's crying, I will take turns with my wife and take care of the baby.
我是属于那种，如果当我的婴孩在哭的时候，我会跟我的太太轮流，想要把她照顾好。
Especially in the middle of the night when we're both tired.
在半夜里面，如果说我和我妻子都非常的疲惫的时候
，and the baby starts crying，
然后这个婴孩开始哭了。
I did not want to be one of those fathers that just pretended to be asleep, so we didn't have to get up.
我不想要像有些父亲一样假装睡得很熟，所以我不用起来。
But the truth is, I didn't have to pretend.
但是事实是，我不需要去假装。
Even though the baby was sleeping right next to my ear, I never woke up.
就是我的小孩在睡在我旁边，他大哭的时候，我从来就没有被他吵醒过。
So my poor wife had to get up every time.
所以我的太太实在是很可怜，她每次都是她起来的。
Because I never heard it.
因为我从来听不到。
I'd wake up in the morning and she said, "Didn't you hear her cry?"
我早晨起床的时候，我太太问我说，昨天半夜大女儿在哭的时候，你没有听到吗？
I didn't hear anything.
我什么都没听到。
I'm not pretending.
我并不是假装没听到。
I never woke up.
我从来就醒不来。
But yet, if my wife needed me,
但是如果我的太太需要我的时候
she could call my name from across the room, and I'd wake up.
但是她当我太太需要我的时候，她可能在另外一个房间，她只要叫我的名字，我马上就醒起来。
Because I recognize the name, my name called by the one who loves me.
因为我知道我的名字被叫的时候，那个声音是爱我的声音在叫我。
It even happened this morning. I couldn't wake up.
就今天早晨同样的情形，我爬不起来。
I slept through two alarms.
我用了那个闹钟，用了两个定时闹钟。
Until my wife called me and told me to wake up.
可是一直等到我太太叫我的时候，我才有办法醒来。
And I woke up.
我就醒来了。
Zacchaeus hears his name called.
撒该他听到他的名字被叫了
and he recognizes the voice of the true shepherd.
他在这里，他知道叫他的这个人是他真的牧人。
So just in calling his name, Jesus is saying, "I know you, Zacchaeus."
所以光耶稣单单耶稣叫撒该这个名字，他就表达了耶稣认识撒该。
I know you're a lost cause.
我知道你是别人眼中是一个毫无希望的人。
I know you're sinning.
我知道你是一个罪人。
I know everything you've done.
我知道你所有所做过的一切事。
But I love you.
但是我爱你。
Zacchaeus.
撒该。
And he tells Zacchaeus to come down immediately.
然后撒该就马上就爬下了树。
And he says something, horribly imposing.
他说了一个，说了一句话。
He invites himself over to Zacchaeus' house.
耶稣居然要自己想要到撒该家去。
Now it's one thing to ask whether you could come over for lunch.
如果说你说我可不可以去吃个午餐，那是一件事情。
Or ask whether you can visit at night time.
是你跟一个朋友或是任何一个人说，我可不可以在晚上的时候去拜访你一下。
But here's Jesus with all his disciples.
但是这里是耶稣，而且带着一群的门徒。
And he says, "Zacchaeus, I must stay over your house tonight."
然后他对撒该说，我今天晚上我要住在你家里。
That means me and all my disciples were coming over for dinner.
那意思就是说，我跟这一群的门徒今天晚上要在你家吃饭。
And then we're staying overnight.
而且我会在你家过夜。
And then breakfast tomorrow morning.
而且明天早晨你要准备晚早餐给我们。
What would you do if someone asked you to do that?
如果有人跟你提出这样的要求，你会怎么样回答他们？
But why does Jesus say this?
为什么耶稣要说这样的一句话呢？
Because even though Jesus says, "Zacchaeus, I know you."
因为虽然耶稣在这里说，撒该，我认识你。
Zacchaeus, I love you.
撒该，我爱你。
There's still a problem.
还有一个问题。
Zacchaeus is lost.
撒该是一个失丧的人。
He can't have communion with God.
他没有办法可以跟神一同坐席。
He's got too much sin.
他有太多的罪。
That's the same reason why he can't go to the temple.
这是同样的原因，他为什么没有办法去圣殿当中。
He's unclean.
他是一个不洁净的人。
He and God are not on good terms.
他跟神之间 两人并不和睦。
He set himself as an enemy of God.
他把自己摆这个地位是与神为敌的。
Now, how can Jesus and Zacchaeus get along?
怎么可能耶稣跟撒该可以变成可以和好呢？
God may love him, but there's something standing in the way.
神可以爱他，但是有东西，有一个东西阻隔在神跟撒该之间。
And that's sin.
那就是罪。
Now, it's interesting, in the first hymn we sang today, there was a verse about the prodigal son.
很有趣的是，我们今天所唱的第一节歌词里头有提到浪子回头的这个故事。
Do you remember the story of the prodigal son?
大家还记得浪子回头这段经文吗？
Here's a son who takes his inheritance.
有一个这个小儿子把他自己的该得的那一份都拿走了。
He offends his father and he runs off.
他忤逆他的父亲，而且他离开家里。
And after he spends all the money, he ends up working, feeding pigs.
他当他把一切的财产全部都花光以后，他最后的结局是去喂猪。
But when he comes to himself, he says, "What am I doing?"
他突然间悔悟过来，他觉得说我到底在干什么？
And he makes up his mind that he's going to go back to his father.
所以他自己想好了，我要回父家去。
And he's going to say, Father, I've sinned against you and heaven. I'm not fit to be your son.
他已经准备好他的台词。他说，我得罪了天，也得罪了父亲，我不配做你的儿子。
So instead, make me one of your servants.
那么就我就当你的仆人好了。
So he goes back to his father.
所以他就回父的家中去了。
And when he's still a long way off, the father sees him.
当他还距离他父亲还遥远的时候，他父亲看到了他。
And does just what Zacchaeus did. He ran.
就像他这个父亲居然做了刚才撒该所做的事一样，他跑起来了。
And the son says, I have sinned against you and heaven.
然后这个儿子就说，我得罪了天，也得罪了你。
And his father embraces him.
这个父亲就把他抱起来。
He kisses him.
他亲吻他。
He clothes him.
他把他加上了外袍。
He throws him a feast.
他为他准备了一个大的筵席。
The son never has to ask, make me a servant.
这个儿子原本预备好的台词说，我愿意坐在父的家中做仆人，这句话从来没有说出口。
Why doesn't he need to ask that?
他为什么需要这样子问呢？
Because the father has already accepted him.
因为父亲已经全然接纳了这个儿子。
Throwing him a meal and eating with him means I forgive you.
当耶稣在这里把为他准备跟他一同吃饭的时候，表示我已经饶恕你了。
The lost son knows that he's been restored to being a son.
在浪子回头的故事里头，这个浪子已经知道他已经被回复了。
Because you don't eat with people you're at odds with.
因为你不会跟一个跟与你为敌人一同坐着吃饭的。
You eat with your friends.
你跟你的朋友一同坐席。
You eat with your family.
你跟你的家人一同吃饭。
And so back in Jesus' time, those you eat with, you share in who they are.
所以在耶稣那个时代，你要跟一个人一同坐席一同吃饭，你是跟他一同分享同样的一个。
That's why the crowds are scandalized that Jesus went to Zacchaeus' house.
所以这是为什么在其他的这个群众里头觉得耶稣去一个罪人家里吃饭是很不可思议的。
Because if you share a meal with a sinner, you become unclean.
因为如果你跟一个罪人要一同同桌吃饭的话，你就变成了罪人。等于是认同罪人，你也变成不洁净的。
But when Jesus shares a meal with a sinner, something else happens.
但是当耶稣跟一个罪人一同吃饭的时候，有另外一件事情发生。
Jesus doesn't become unclean, the sinner becomes clean.
并不是耶稣变成不洁净，而是这个罪人得赦免变洁净了。
Because in sharing that meal, Jesus is saying, things are all right between us.
因为当他跟这个罪人一同坐席的时候， 已经两个人已经和好了。
And that thing that was standing in the way of our relationship, that is forgiven.
而这个成为阻隔的两个人关系的阻隔的这个问题已经被解决了。
It's taken care of.
已经被赦免了。
I forgive you.
我赦免你。
Now come and we'll eat together.
来吧，我们一同坐席。
So Jesus calling Zacchaeus' name means, Jesus, I know, Zacchaeus, I know you.
所以当耶稣在叫撒该的名字的时候，他代表着撒该，我认识你。
Zacchaeus, I love you.
撒该，我爱你。
Saying Zacchaeus, I must eat at your house today.
说我今天我必在你的家中跟你一同吃饭。
Jesus saying, Zacchaeus, you are forgiven.
耶稣在这里所表达就是说，撒该，你已经被赦免了。
All those sins I know about.
所有你所犯过的罪，我所知道的。
You're forgiven.
已经被赦免了。
Wipe clean.
已经变为洁净了。
Now you can have this relationship with me.
现在你跟我的关系已经恢复了。
All that in just one sentence.
前面所讲的这一切就包含在简单的这句话里头。
So Zacchaeus came down at once and welcomed gladly.
所以撒该就急忙下来欢欢喜喜地接待耶稣。
So gladly, in fact, in verse 8, we see what Zacchaeus does.
他是这样的喜乐，以至于在第八节的时候，我们看到。
This is Zacchaeus' act of worship.
这个是撒该一个非常主动的一个敬拜，对神的敬拜。
He's so grateful.
他是这么的感恩。
He's so thankful.
他这么的心存感谢。
All the stuff that we explained about what Jesus said, Zacchaeus got it.
所有我们刚才所解释的那一段，撒该完全明白。
And he responds in thanksgiving.
而且他以一个事情来回应，那就是感谢来回应。
He says, I give away half my possessions to the poor.
撒该说，我把所有的一半给穷人。
Jesus never asked him to do that.
耶稣从来没有要求他做这样的事情。
He just did off the top of his head.
他完全是从自己自发来做这件事情。
And he said, if I cheated anyone out of anything, I will pay back four times the amount.
接着他说，我若讹诈了谁，就还他四倍。
Now this is not a hypothetical if.
这个并不是只是一个假设语气而已。
What Zacchaeus is saying, if I have cheated anyone,
他并不是说，如果我曾经讹诈了谁，
and I have,
那么我就必定会。
Line up and I will give you four times what I took.
他就是这两句话并不是一个假设的语气。
That's amazing.
非常令人惊讶的。
The response of Zacchaeus.
撒该在这里的回应是非常令人惊讶的。
For those of us who have Christ, who have that salvation, are we that grateful?
我们在座很多已经尝到了这个救恩的滋味的，我们是用这样一个感恩的行动来表达吗？
I think sometimes we're not that grateful because sometimes we think what we received isn't that great.
有些时候我们之所以没有办法像撒该这样的表达这个感恩，是因为我们觉得我们所接受的好像还没有那么多。
It's like if we receive something for Christmas that we could have bought with our own money.
好像是我们在圣诞节所收到的礼物，打开一看，哎，这我自己买就买得到了。
Are we grateful?
我们真的有一个感恩的心吗？
Yes.
是的，我们是感谢的。
And we're thankful too.
我们是感恩的。
But we're not that thankful.
但是我们没有那么的感恩。
We could have bought it ourselves.
哎，这个礼物我自己买就买得到了。
The other week, my car died, when I went out to eat.
有一天我开车出去吃东西的时候，我的车坏掉了。
The battery was completely dead.
那个电池没电。
And I was completely powerless.
我完全不知道怎么办。
Cause you can't jump your own car.
因为当你的车的电池池没有的话，你没有办法用自己的死掉的电池来充电。
And it would take too long to call my insurance company to have them get a tow truck.
每次要打电话叫我的保险公司来的时候，都通常要花很长的时间。
So I had to go back into the restaurant.
所以我就回到了我吃饭的餐厅。
And I just sucked up my pride and just asked the whole restaurant, "Can anyone give me a jump?"
所以我就把我的自尊摆下来一下，我就大声的说，有任何一个人可以帮我跨接电池来充电吗？
And there was this wonderful gentleman who said, "Yeah, sure, I can do that."
那么有一个很好心的一个男士就说，当然我来帮你吧。
And he just drove his car around and he jumped my car.
他就把他车子开过来，然后就把我的车重新启动起来。
And I was able to get home.
那我就因此我可以平安的回到家里。
But I was so thankful.
我非常的感谢。
If he had told me to go back into the restaurant and pay for everyone's meal, I would have done it.
他如果要求我说回到餐厅，你帮我把我刚才吃的饭账结一结吧，我也会去帮他结账的。
Because I was in a situation where I couldn't do anything.
因为我当时的情况是我一点办法都没有。
I was powerless.
我什么事都没办法做。
And this kind gentleman came around and helped me out.
而这位这么这个好心的这个男士，他就来了，就帮我把车重新启动起来。
Zacchaeus is in the same situation.
撒该有类似的光景。
He's lost and he can't get back to God.
他是一个失丧的人，他靠自己，他没有办法回到神的面前。
He can't get rid of his sins.
他没有办法把他的罪给抛弃。
He can't get himself clean.
他没有办法把自己变得洁净。
And here Jesus comes around and he says, "You're forgiven all your sins."
然后他突然间碰到了耶稣，耶稣说，你的罪已经被洁净了。
He's grateful.
他非常的感恩。
He's so thankful.
他是非常感谢耶稣。
No one even has to tell him to give away his money to the poor.
没有人需要跟他说你需要把你的钱给穷人。
No one needs to tell him to make good on all the wrongs that he's done.
没有人需要跟他说你以前做错的事情要弥补人吧。
He just does it out of the gladness of his heart.
他就是因着他心里的喜乐他就做了这些事情。
And he's showing that indeed he has salvation.
他的外表的行为证明他已经得到了这个救恩。
As the Epistle of James says, faith always is accompanied by action.
就像是雅各书让我们所知道的，好的行为一定是真实的信心出来的果效。
So Jesus says, today salvation has come to this house.
所以耶稣怎么说呢？耶稣说，今天救恩到了这家。
Because this man too is a son of Abraham.
因为他也是亚伯拉罕的子孙。
He's not a lost cause.
他并不是一个毫无盼望的人，是一个无可救药的人。
He's not outside the scope of God's salvation.
他并不是在神的恩典以外的局外人。
This man too is part of God's chosen people.
这个人也是神所拣选的。
And then in verse 10, he gives his explanation of why he came.
在第十节，耶稣就解释他为什么来到这里。
Now we can say many things about who Jesus is.
我们可以从很多方面来认识耶稣。
And why he came.
他为什么来？
He came to teach.
他来是要教导。
He came to be an example.
他来是要成为榜样。
He came to form the church.
他来要建立教会。
Maybe he came to reform religion.
也许他来是要对在宗教上面带来改革。
He came to point the way back to God.
他来是要把众人要带回到神的面前。
All that is true.
这刚才所提的这一切都是事实。
But it misses the main point.
但是缺了一样最主要的。
Did you know that Adolf Hitler was an artist?
大家知道希特勒是一个艺术家吗？
And a vegetarian?
而且是一个素食主义者吗？
I once watched a program on Channel 13 about howHitler drew painted pictures.
有一次我在这个电视台里面看到介绍希特勒他画一幅图画。
But if someone asked you about Hitler and you say, well, he painted pictures.
所以当有人问你说希特勒是怎么样的人呢？你跟他说希特勒他是一个画家。
You're missing the point.
你根本就没有讲到重点。
So the same is true with Jesus.
同样的，当我们在描述耶稣的时候。
If you say he's just a good teacher,
如果你说他只是个好的教师
if you say he's setting a good example,
你说他只是一个树立一个好的榜样
that's missing the point.
那个完全缺失了问题的重点
Jesus said, I came to seek and save the lost.
这里说人子来为要寻找拯救失丧的人
That's why Jesus came.
这是耶稣来到世间的原因
Now I said in the beginning of the message that All mankind is lost.
在一开始的时候，我曾经做了这样子的描述，说人类已经丧失了。
And it's actually a good thing.
而且这个描述是一个好的消息。
Why is that?
为什么呢？
Because if you're lost, that means you have a destination.
当你说你迷路的时候，那表示说你是有一个目的地要去的。
You have some place to go.
你有个地方你要达到的。
You have a place to belong.
你有一个地方是你归属的。
You have some place where you should be.
有一个地方是你应该在那里的。
And you're not there right now.
但是现在你并不在那里。
You're lost.
你迷失了。
You cannot get lost if you have nowhere to go.
如果你完毫无目的的在这个地上生活的话，你不会迷失的。
It's impossible.
不可能迷路的。
Just because of the definition of the word.
就单单这个定义。
Many years ago, I took a walk through Alipon Park.
几年以前，我在 Alipon 有一个公园，我在那边走一走。
I used to live within walking distance of it.
我以前曾经有一段时间我住在附近。
So I had the day off and I wanted some exercise.
那么我有一天我放假我就想去那边运动运动。
So I started walking.
所以我就开始走路。
I never realized how big Alipon Park was.
我从来不晓得 Alipon Park 居然有这么大。
But I started walking.
所以我开始走了。
And I didn't recognize any of my surroundings.
我对周遭的景物我没有特别去注意。
Was I lost?
我迷路了吗？
No.
我没有迷路。
I was just walking.
我只是随便走走。
Just getting exercise.
只是动一动。
Just enjoying God's creation.
只是在那里享受神的创造。
But around, later on in the day,
但是过了一段时间之后，
the sun started going down.
日头开始平息，开始下山了。
I still don't recognize my surroundings.
我还是没有注意我周边的景物。
I don't see any lights.
光线已经暗下来了。
And then I start panicking.
我开始紧张了。
I'm lost.
那时候我是真的迷路了。
What was the difference before and after?
到底之前跟之后有什么差别呢？
I was in the same park.
我在同一个公园里头。
I didn't recognize my surroundings.
我同样没有特别去注意周遭的景物。
The only difference was before I had nowhere to go.
其中的差别，唯一的差别是之前我没有任何一个目的地。
I was only lost because I wanted to go home.
而之后我之所以差别是，原因是因为我有目的地，就是我要回家。
I wanted to get out of that park before it turned dark.
我要把它在这个天色完全暗下来之前，我要回到家里。
I was lost.
我那时候才惊觉我已经迷路了。
So the good news of the gospel is all mankind is lost.
一个在福音的一个好消息就是说人类都失丧了，丧失了。
We're not just people created out of random.
我们只是随便碰撞出来的一个产物。
Going through life with no purpose.
我们的人生并不是没有意义，没有目的。
We have some place we need to be.
我们是有一个地方我们需要去的。
There's a place we belong.
我们有一个地方是我们所属于的。
And we're not there.
我们不在那里。
We're lost.
我们丧失了。
The other good part about being lost.
另外一个好处有关于失丧的。
Is that Jesus is seeking us.
那就是耶稣来寻找我们。
If you are lost, Jesus, the Son of God,is looking for you.
如果你是一个失丧的人，耶稣神的儿子正在寻找你。
That means you have value to him.
意思是你在他的眼中是有价值的。
If you look back on your life, there's probably many things that you have lost.
如果你回想自己过去的日子，你可能很多事情你丢失了。
But you never looked for them.
你从来不会去寻找他们。
It's because you didn't really value it.
那是因为那些丢掉的东西在你眼中没有什么价值。
I was helping with worship at a church many years ago.
在好几年前，我在一个教会帮忙，我尤其是在唱诗敬拜这方面这个服事。
And one of the guitarists lost his guitar pick.
有一个吉他手，他把他的弹吉他的弹片给搞丢了。
I don't know if you know what a guitar pick is, but it's a little piece of plastic.
我不知道你知不知道，吉他的弹片长什么样子？其实就是一片，塑胶片。
Maybe 10-20 cents.
可能就是一毛钱、两毛钱。
But he was going all around the sanctuary on his hands and knees looking for it.
但是这个人呢，在整个会堂里头呢，到处弯下腰来，在地板上找了又找。
And the rest of them say, forget about that.
那么其他人就说，算了吧，不要再找了。
It's so cheap.
这么便宜的一个东西。
I got a whole pocket of them.
我可以有一大堆在我手中。
You can pick.
你可以选一个。
No, I need to find my guitar pick.
但是这个人说，我一定要找到我那个弹片。
The rest of us did not value that guitar pick.
其他人并不觉得那个小小的塑胶片有什么价值。
It was lost and we didn't look for it.
已经丢掉了，我不会去找他的。
But that one guitarist was looking for it very hard.
但是那位吉他手去找那个遗失的弹片，找得很卖力的在找。
Because even though it was worthless to us, it was valuable to him.
因为对我们来说，它可能毫无价值，对他来说却是非常有价值。
Jesus is seeking the lost.
耶稣在寻找失丧的人。
The lost are valuable.
失丧的人在耶稣的眼中是有价值的。
They have worth.
在耶稣的眼中是有价值的。
That's why Jesus came.
这是耶稣来的原因。
But it's not just enough to look for the lost.
但是光寻找是不够的。
You have to save them too.
你寻找还要拯救。
And the story of Zacchaeus serves as an illustration for what Jesus has said.
撒该这个故事就可以来解释耶稣所说的话。
He was lost and Jesus was searching for him.
撒该是失丧的人，耶稣正在寻找他。
And after Jesus found him, he didn't just leave him there.
当耶稣找到撒该之后，他并就此打住。
He didn't say, "Oh, hi, Zacchaeus."
他不是说 Hi, 撒该。
Oh, I know who you are now. I can leave.
他说哦，我认识你了，好吧，我走了。
That wouldn't help Zacchaeus out.
这样的话没有办法帮助撒该。
He needed to be found and saved.
他必须要被寻找找到，而且被拯救。
And this is what Jesus came to do.
这就是耶稣来的目的。
In fact, when Jesus was born, the angel told Mary and Joseph, "You're supposed to name him Jesus."
事实上，耶稣在被出生的时候，天使曾经说过，耶稣的名字就叫做耶稣。
Because he is going to save his people from their sins.
因为他要拯救他的子民脱离罪恶。
The lost are lost in sin.
所谓的失丧是在最终失丧的。
The worst way of loss you can possibly be.
是最严重的失丧。
But yet, in the midst of sin, Jesus is seeking.
但是在罪恶当中，耶稣正在寻找。
And he does whatever it takes to save the lost.
耶稣他尽他一切的力量，他要拯救失丧的人。
And how he accomplishes it is he's going to accomplish it on another tree.
耶稣怎么样完成这件事情呢？他要在另外一棵树上完成这件事情。
Zacchaeus is lost in sin in a tree.
他撒该在这个故事一开头，他是在树上的时候，他是在最终失丧的。
And Jesus is going to save him, and he's going to save all the lost who turn to him by going to a tree.
耶稣要拯救撒该，并且拯救世界上所有的罪人，在另外一棵树上。
But he's not going to climb the tree. He's going to get nailed there.
他并不是耶稣，并不是自己爬上那棵树，而是他会被人钉死在那棵树上。
And when his blood, he pays for all the sin of the lost.
当他流出宝血的时候，他付出了一切的罪债。
This is why Jesus can say, "Zacchaeus, I forgive you."
这是耶稣为什么可以对撒该说，撒该，我赦免你。
Because all those sins, I'm going to be paying for.
因为我将要偿清你所有的罪债。
And for those of us who are found, this is how all of us get saved.
在座，如果我们已经被主耶稣找到的话，这是我们之所以被找到的，被拯救的。
Everyone is lost.
每一个人原本都是世上的。
We were lost.
我们也是世上的。
And Jesus found us.
但是我们在世上当中被耶稣寻回了。
When we weren't even looking for him.
当我们连在寻找他都没有的时候。
When we were still his enemies.
当我们还仍旧与他为敌的时候。
We were lost.
我们曾经是失丧的。
And chances are we didn't even know we were lost.
而且很可能情况是我们当时还不晓得我们是失丧的。
Because we didn't even know we had a creator that loved us.
我们当时根本就连有一位创造主爱我们都不知道。
We didn't know there was a God who wanted us to spend eternity with him.
我们不知道那时候我们不知道有一个永生神希望在永世里头与我们同在。
And even in our state of lostness, Jesus found us.
那就算是我们在那样的光景当中耶稣寻找了我们。
And he did whatever it took to save us.
而且他付上了一切的赎价为了要拯救我们。
He died on a cross for our sins.
他在十字架上面舍身流血为了我们的罪。
If you are not lost today, all your sins went onto that cross.
如果你已经被找到了，你所有的罪已经被耶稣基督所偿还了。
That blood that ran down Jesus' side paid for those sins.
耶稣在十字架上所流出来宝血，偿还了一切的罪债。
So that we can no longer be lost but found.
所以我们不再是失丧的人，我们已经被寻找了。
So Jesus can call your name.
所以耶稣可以呼喊我们每一个人的名字。
Did you hear Jesus calling your name?
你听见耶稣在叫你的名字吗
？The voice of the loving shepherd.
一个慈爱的牧人在呼喊你的名字。
I must stay with you tonight.
我今晚要与你同住。
But that's not the end of the story.
故事并没有停在这里。
Because before Jesus left earth for heaven,
因为当耶稣离开这个世界去天上的时候
,Jesus says, As the Father sent me, I send you.
就像是父差了我我也要照样差遣你们。
The mission that God gave to me, I give to you.
神所交付我的使命我把同样的使命要交付给你们。
I came to seek the lost, and now that's what I give you to do.
我来是为了寻找拯救世上的人，如今这个使命成为每一个被寻回的人的使命。
You want to know what the Christian life is supposed to be about?
你知道基督徒的生命应该是怎么样的光景
？We're supposed to be all about seeking the lost.
我们的生命应该就是为了要寻找世上的人。
Now that we've been found,
如今我们已经被寻回了。
We're supposed to be gathering everyone we can and say, here's the way.
我们应该要指明这条路还没有认识主人说这是道路。
Don't go that way, it leads to death.
不要走那条路那条通往死亡的路。
Go this way.
走到这条路上来。
Take the route of Jesus.
走到这条通往永生的耶稣基督的道路上来。
That you may live.
你可以得到生命。
That is why Jesus sent us.
这是为什么耶稣也照样差遣我们。
We are not a people without purpose and without cause.
我们不是一群人没有任何的目标没有任何的意义的。
We are not called to live some kind of Christian cruise line.
我们不是只是搭上一艘船好像生活变得很惬意的一艘船而已。
Just to enjoy life and get fat till we get to heaven.
不是说我们只是要在这个世上好好的享受这个日子然后一天一天变胖而已。
We've got a mission.
我们有一个使命。
From the very lips of Jesus.
是从耶稣基督的口里面所说的。
As he sought us.
当他找到我们。
We too are supposed to seek the lost.
我们也一样要承担这样的使命去寻找拯救失丧的人。
And Jesus has already provided the salvation.
耶稣已经预备了救恩。
We just need to tell the lost.
我们所做的就是宣告、传讲这样的救恩。
Let's pray.
让我们一同来祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you that we were all lost.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你，我们曾经都是一群失丧的人。
But you found us.
但是你找到了我们。
And you saved us.
而且你也拯救了我们。
So we can enjoy eternity with you.
所以我们可以一同享受在永世里面的喜乐。
We can enjoy a right relationship with you.
我们可以回到正常的关系里头。
All our sins and all our wrongs are paid for on the cross.
我们所有的罪，我们所有做过的错事，都已经被耶稣在十字架上面偿清了。
Oh, we thank you for that salvation.
主啊，为了这个救恩，我们感谢你。
Lord, let us be a people that is sent out.
主啊，让我们成为一群是被你差遣出去的人。
Give us eyes for the lost.
让我们能够看到有一群失丧的人。
Let us see with your vision.
让我们能够由你的眼光来看这群失丧的人。
Let us see the value that you hold in them.
让我们能够看到你在他们身上所看到的价值。
That you value the lost so much that you sent your one and only son to die for them.
天父，你看他们是这样的价值，你甚至把你的独生爱子耶稣拆到这个世上，死在十字架上。
An infinite price for an infinite worth.
这个永有永久的这样的一个代价，能够得到永久的救恩。
To pay for infinite sin，
是能够偿还一个没有人能够偿还的这个罪债。
Lord, give us those eyes to see。
主啊，让我们有这样的眼光。
The lost all around us，
能够看到我们周遭有一群失丧的人。
Let us declare Jesus with a thankful heart。
让我们可以常常怀着一颗感恩的心来宣告耶稣基督。
That this whole world will be filled with the sound of people singing.
这个整个世界将来要完全充满人们的赞美跟欢呼。
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound.
是何等的恩典，何等的甘甜。
That saved a wretch like me.
能够拯救失丧如我。
I once was lost.
我曾经是一个失丧的人。
But now,
但如今已经被你拯救寻回。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们将祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.